Food companies aren't alone in targeting kids. Entire TV channels like Nickelodeon and Boomerang focus on children. And now comes a new entry, this one especially for babies. Baby First TV became available via satellite this month through DirecTV, absent of advertising, for $9.99 a month. It's infant TV with a lineup that includes sign language lessons and videos of puzzle pieces putting themselves together. On the heels of the launch, the Kaiser Family Foundation released something of its own, a study showing that while 26% of parents say their children younger than two have never seen TV, a full 43% of children under two watch it every single day of their little lives. With that in mind, we called on Baby First's Executive Vice President Sharon Rector to see what they've cooked up for the under two set.
Everything we show is short segments. They're all 2 to 7 minutes long because that's the attention cycle of a baby. In essence, what Baby First TV does is we transform the television from a passive tool to an active tool that can help babies and parents interact. If, for example, you'd see on the screen a red ball bouncing, the subtitles for the parents would say, "Ask your baby what color is the ball."
Now, you knew that the launch of Baby First would precipitate a chorus of concern from those who say no amount of television is appropriate for babies. And I noticed in your board of advisors you have a pantheon of pediatricians and child psychologists lined up to defend the project. But is it hard to get around the recommendation from the American Academy of Pediatrics that kids under two shouldn't watch any TV?
I invite and encourage all those who say children should not watch TV to come and check out Baby First TV before they judge it. The AAP, in its statement from 1999, did not differentiate between general TV, or if I may say, between the medium and the content. So based on their statement, a show like Sopranos would be the same like a show on Baby First TV, which is completely ridiculous.
Well, whatever the Academy of Pediatrics recommends, the fact is little kids do watch a lot of television. There's a report from the Kaiser Family Foundation on children's media consumption, which is kind of jaw-dropping.
Yep.
61% of kids under two watch TV or videos every day for an average of an hour. Is the idea here that if kids are going to watch TV anyway, they might as well watch something that, you know, that's not going to rot their minds?
The data is even more extensive than what we believed. 88% of babies under the age of three are watching television every day. We can speculate as much as we'd like on what babies should be doing or could be doing. But the fact of life is, as you mentioned, that babies are watching TV. And what Baby First TV offers is an alternative. An alternative with programming that is tailor-made for the needs of babies. Not for children, but rather for babies. And I can just quote one of the warm responses we've been getting for people who are viewing Baby First TV now on DirecTV. They say, it's just like reading a book, but more engaging.
That's quite a claim. I've looked over your materials, and it seems to suggest, at least in broad terms, that not only is Baby First not as bad for your kids as other TV, but that it's actually a positive step, that it's actually good for them.
I would not claim that Baby First TV in its own makes your baby smarter. That's a claim that we still need to prove. But I can say interaction between babies and parents does help a child develop. And that's exactly what Baby First TV is offering.
I have a 5-year-old, and she was brought up partly on these Baby Einstein videos. And I got to tell you, first of all, she ain't no Einstein. What she's learned is how to watch TV. She wants to watch as much as we will let her. Isn't that ultimately what Baby First teaches kids, that they like parking themselves in front of the tube?
Well, I cannot comment on your specific 5-year-old because I don't know her, which I'm sure she's a very lovely kid. But I can tell you the fact of life is that babies are watching TV, regardless of the existence of Baby First TV. Baby First TV offers an alternative that is tailor-made for their needs and ability, an alternative that does not contain inappropriate stimulations. Nobody's flying, nobody's dying, nobody's puking, nothing of that sort. So what we're giving them is a safe and clean alternative of watching high-quality programming tailor-made for the baby's needs.
Well, Sharon, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Sharon Rector is Executive Vice President of Baby First TV, the new channel for babies, launched earlier this month.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.